5. Welcome back to PM Drive here on the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM, with myself, Yahya Ismail. We know that tensions have been escalating in Gaza. We know that famine has become worse in the Gaza Strip, reaching an all-time high. Now, a mass march for Gaza will be taking place from the New Street Mosque, and it will be happening this Saturday, the 27th of March, from 11 a.m. And that's in conjunction with the PSC, the MGC, and Al-Quds Foundation, and a few other organizations as well. VOC News will also be on the ground to report the latest updates from the march as well. But joining us now to speak about what you can expect from the march on Saturday is Professor Yusuf Chikte. Professor, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, and thank you for having me on air and to your listeners. Yeah, this is a very important announcement. It's a call for action. It's a call for to stop the famine and the genocide that is taking place. You know, we've come to realize that protests and demonstrations and pressure works. The government has done some amazing things. It stood out as one of the few countries, the only country in the world who stood up to U.S. imperialism and to Israeli genocide, apartheid, and the Holocaust. It wasn't done before. And they stood up, and we're very proud of them. But, you know, is that all? Has it stopped? Has it dented the genocide of Israel? To some extent, yes, but to a large extent, no. And that is why we're calling in a march to reposition ourselves, to tell our government that they need to do much more. This is, we know what a genocide is, we know what an apartheid is, and we know how to dismantle it. And the way we dismantled it in South Africa, the way in which we're doing it now in Israel, about Israel, about Israel's apartheid, it falls short of what we did. You know, while we praise and applaud the South African government for taking Israel to the International Court of Justice, and it was the right thing to do. But at the same time, while our lawyers are arguing at The Hague, our coal ships sail to Israel ports. And the coal that we export from South Africa to Israel, which is increased by 17%, fuel the genocide. And while our diplomats condemn the genocide, the corporations in South Africa, and you know them, Glencore, Amazon here now recently, and Cape Union Mart, through their charities and through their profits, are complicit in that kind of genocide. And this has to stop. Mm. And that is why we're protesting. We're going to impose on the South African government, we're going to demand that they continue with the diplomatic efforts, with the legal efforts at the International Court of Justice, but they step up the game at a domestic front to stop the coal, to provide a safe harbor for any goods that are being transferred or come past our coast to Israel, that they don't allow Danel or any other company to supply arms to Europe, which finds its eventual destination to Israel, that they prosecute the persons who go to Israel to fight in the Israeli Defense Forces. We've got about 73 people that we've identified, and they must tighten the laws, and the NPA needs to prosecute them. And that is what the protest is going to be all about. We're going to call for a Unite for Peace resolution, so that the world can protect Palestine through its active engagement of the UN within Gaza to lift the blockade, to ensure that there's a ceasefire. And we're not going to allow America to block us through its vetoes, because we're asking our South African government to go back to the United Nations to call for a resolution in the United Nations General Assembly for a Unite for Peace. And that's a mechanism that we think they should go to. So we're going to be even stricter and more energetic about our BDS call, boycott, divestment, and sanctions call. That is what the march is about. But all these things, again, we're going to put it together in a package of an apartheid bill. An apartheid bill which ensures that the remnants of apartheid in South Africa are addressed, and that apartheid cannot be brought in into the world via Israel and sustained by it. Israel, of course, as everybody knows, is a genocidal apartheid state which needs to be dismantled. And we're joining a world global community in ensuring that. And the tide is changing, but we need the support of Cape Townians to come to the march, to show our strength, to show our solidarity, to put our differences aside, and to ensure that the apartheid genocidal regime in Israel is dismantled. So join us, please. It's going to be a great march, a march for humanity, march calling for a ceasefire, a march ensuring that the genocide is stopped and this blockade is lifted and the starvation and the famine gets addressed.
Now, Professor, the march will be taking place from U Street Mosque on Saturday. It will be at 11 a.m. There is a message that we received from one of our listeners asking if there will be transport for individuals from places like Hanover Park and Mitchell's Plain to the march.
Yeah, thank you very much for that question. Indeed, we are busy, and I didn't want to announce it too early. The railways have, through COSATU, through the good offices of COSATU, they've allowed trains to transport people coming to the march for free, but they need to have a kafia or paraphernalia, but we're still working out the details around that. So watch out for the news bulletins on Voice of the Cape and the announcements of this so that we can address that part of it as well. But we would love you to be there. And the other thing that we must do, we must form lift clubs. We must ask our taxi associations also for transport. These are unusual circumstances. And where we can, we must help one another in getting to the march.
Now, Professor, you know, sometimes we always hear people saying that, you know, marches don't necessarily help. And it's those individuals that we need to get to marches to make the march as big as possible. So what would your message be to those individuals that feel like generally marches don't necessarily work?
It's tough. It's hard. You know, we are tired. But, you know, our ancestors fought against colonialism. Our ancestors fought against slavery. Our ancestors fought against segregation. And our ancestors fought against apartheid. And it always seems that it is difficult. But we must remember, these are all man-made things. These laws, Nazism, always looked like as if it's going to last for 1,000 years. You know, they said 1,000-year Reich. The Zionists say that theirs is an eternal worldview that they have in Jewish supremacy. That rogue state of Israel. So we must not be fooled, and we mustn't be taken in by the propaganda that marches don't work. Of course they work. Look at what happened in Britain today. Week upon week upon week upon week, people march. And the United Kingdom government accepted now, after so many years, it's the 149th country which accepted that Palestine it deserves to be recognized as a state. And the detail around that is something else. But the fact that they could apply that kind of pressure over there is something is important. Look at what we did in Cape Union March. We boycotted Cape Union March because there's money going from Philip Kravitz to Kerem Hayesod, a Israeli charity, which as Francesca Albanese says, it's complicit in the genocide of it. We boycotted it, and look at it, and he's trembling in his feet because of the impact that we had. Boycotts work, and protests work. If we don't have protests, what are the alternatives that we have? You know, sometimes it looks like nothing happens for decades, and then when the turning point comes, then decades happen in days. So I would encourage them to come. It is important that the battle that you face, if you have the doubt, is to address that doubt and to infuse agency on it, and even to do something, even if you think about it, if you pray about it, and if you boycott something, and if you encourage others, that in itself is a deed and a struggle for the liberation of ourselves and for Palestine.
We definitely hope that it will be the biggest march that we've ever seen for the people of Palestine, especially here in South Africa. And we hope, as you mentioned, Professor, that people do come out in their numbers and support this this cause. But shukran so much for giving us your time, Professor. And again, we hope that the march on Saturday will be a success, inshallah.